And now the Battle of Glenshiel in David Lynn's setting. And the first little expression problem we encounter is right there in bar one. And Mackay, in his main manuscript, sets that opening gesture, io brovi, more or less even quavers. But in the much more heavily directive Cantabert manuscript, as it is wrongly so called, he dots and points. He ho roi umbri he ho, he hangs on to the B. He ho ro he umdri dotted quaver semi quaver pattern. And David Glenn follows him. This leaves, to my mind, the little E cadence on the second figure there in the opening gesture. Il yundabri. A bit stranded. It's squashed at that point, it's nipped. He ail ye bra, if you hang on to the B. He ail ye bra. He ail ye bra. He hum pum de bra. He hum de bra. And General Thomason's fix for this, which is to treat Mackay's even quavers as indicating that it could be dot or cut either way, or indeed played evenly, gets round this problem by stressing the D, the final D. Which gives a much more fluent, sort of idiomatic, rhythmical pattern. But Glenn includes that little E cadence note, so we'll just have to put up with it. So here we have the Battle of Glenshiel in Glenn's setting. Brings us to the shul. Glenn cuts up, as Mackay does, but as Colin Cameron does not. Colin Cameron plays it the other way around. Yum di vairi, hum di hairi, and so on. But Glenn cuts up, and so we must follow him here. Let's come off the end of the ground. Hey, can. Oh, wee, 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 hum, dee, wee, yun. Oh, then the doubling. After that, hum, bae, ya, wee, yun, do, ro, wee, yun, be, ya, wee, yun, bae, ya, wee, oh, bae, yun, dee, yun, do, ro, wee, hum, bae, yun, dee, yun, do, ro, hum, bae, yun, be, yun, do, ro, wee, hum, bae, yun, dee, oh, bae, yun, be, hum, bae, yun, be, yun, po, ro, wee, hum, bae, yun, dee, and oh, then to the through La Farskal Chip singly, which Glenn plays in the modern manner. And Mackay's score would seem to suggest that he plays it in 4/4. Yandra hi, yambra hi, yandra, daihra hi, yambra hi, yamdra, and so on. But Glenn plays the demi-semi quavers we hear everywhere nowadays. So it would sound, I imagine, somewhat like this. Dharam bai, haram dai, haram do, haram bi, ahur vai, haram dai, il yu hyan. Haram bai, haram dai, haram do, haram bai, haram bai, haram dai, il yan. Haram dai, haram dai, haram bo, haram dai, haram bai, haram dai, il yohyan. Haram bai, haram dai, haram do, haram dai, haram bai, haram dai, il yan. No horo hi, haram dai, haram bai, haram bai, haram dai, haram dai, ae. Horo dai, haram dai, horo vi, haram di, horam dai, haram dai, and ho, yan. Haram pai, haram pai, horam bai, haram di, horo vai, haram dai, ee, yan. Horo vai, haram dai, horam bai, haram dai, yoram do, haram dai, yan. No, and then into the doubling. Baharam bai, haram dai, yoram do, haram dai, haram bai, haram bai, haram bi, haram di, haram bai, haram dai, haram do, haram di, haram bai, haram bi, haram bi, haram di. Repeated that first line. Harum bai, harum di, harum do, harum di, harum bai, harum bi, harum bai, harum bi. Glenn very artfully alters the tone row there, as we discuss in the PDF file. It's very effective, that interplay between low G's and low E's, bouncing off that E. Let's do that. First line again. Harum bai, harum dai, harum do, harum di, harum bai, harum di, harum bai, harum di, harum bai, harum di, harum do, harum di, harum bai, harum di, harum dai, harum di, harum bai, harum di, harum bai, harum di, harum bai, harum di, harum bai, harum dai, harum bai. Haram dai, horovi, haram ni, haram da, haram da, haram do, haram do, haram pahi, This stage in the manuscript, of course, obviously Glenn indicates at the ground return. Now, below this in Glenn's manuscript is sketched a cruel, a doubling movement, present in none of the other scores. Not even his old friend General Thomason goes down this route. But Glenn adds on his own authority here. It says Croon Lua by D. Glenn, so he acknowledges his source, namely it's him. And he, I suppose, like many other players, have wondered down the years why this tune, which it seems could very well bear a cruel variation, never seemed to have one. Well, it does now. This is the kind of doubling. A singling could easily be constructed from it. As follows. Yo, hibrim, hi, hibrim, mo, hibrim, ha, hibrim, he, badriye, 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 badri, hum, hibrim, ya, hibrim, ho, hibrim, ha, hibrim, ye, badri, ho, hibrim, ye, badriye, badri, just repeated. Yum, hibrim, hi, hibrim, ho, hibrim, ha, hibrim, ye, badriye, badriye, patriye, tibri, hum, hibrim, ha, hibrim, ho, hibrim, ha, hibrim, ye, patriye, hibrim, ye, patriye, 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 patri, hum, hibriye, tibri, hum, hibri, hum, hibrim, hey, baran, hey, patri, hey, patri, hey, patri, hum, hibri, hum, hibri, ho, hibri, hum, dabrin, he, jantibri, hey, debri, hey, debri, hey, debri, ho, hibri, hey, debri, ho, hibri, hey, hibram, ye, patri, hey, patri, ho, hibram, ha, hibram, ho, hibram, ha, hibram, ho, hibram, ha, hibram. No indication that the ground is repeated. However, it does have the appearance of having been a slightly different ink, perhaps, having been added later. But it works, so that if one wanted to play a cruller to this tune, it would certainly bear one, I think. Very well then, that is David Glenn's setting of the Battle of Glenshiel.